Reform UK's Richard Tice to stand for Parliament against Boris's Build Back Better agenda. By Kurt Zindelka on October 30, 2021. Reform UK leader Richard Tice has announced that he will be running for Parliament to allow voters to send a powerful message against Prime Minister Boris Johnson's left-wing Build Back Better agenda. In comments seen by Breitbart London, Richard Tice said that the British public did not vote for Mr. Johnson's brand of consocialism of high taxes, nanny state policies, and his net zero green agenda, and will therefore offer an alternative in the upcoming by-election in the Old Bexley and Sidcup constituency. Mr. Tice, who succeeded Brexit leader Nigel Farage as the leader of Reform UK, formerly the Brexit Party, is hoping to mount opposition to the nominally Conservative Party from the right, with the Tory government essentially adopting many left-wing positions, thereby rendering the traditional opposition Labour Party largely irrelevant. This by-election is a big moment when some voters can express their disappointment with Boris government. I hope they will send a message that they want lower taxes, zero waiting lists, and cheaper energy, the former Brexit Party MEP said. Picking up on the call from Nigel Farage, Mr. Tice also vowed to campaign for a referendum on net zero, which Mr. Farage has said could possibly be his next campaign. A poll earlier this month found that 42% of the public would favor a referendum on Johnson's net zero plan, with only 30% opposing such a vote. The Reform UK leader said that if voters chose him to represent the constituency, which has only been represented by Tory MPs since its creation in 1983, would send a huge signal to Boris Johnson that his agenda is not as popular with his base as he believes. The Old Bexley and Sidcup seat in southeast London was left vacated after the untimely death of Conservative MP James Brokenshire earlier this month. The date of the by-election has yet to be scheduled. Though it is awful that this election is happening at all, I am standing to ensure that a choice is given to the people of Bexley and Sidcup, Tice said. Outlining the areas in which he will target in his campaign, Mr. Tice said, "We now have the highest overall taxes for 70 years and the lowest medium-term growth forecasts for 60 years. It means authoritarian controls and record-long waiting lists. It means much higher energy costs even as we approach the foothills of the net-zero cost mountain. It is a big disappointment to so many. The product does not deliver what was promised." He said that Reform UK is the only party being honest about the cost and naivety of Boris' net-stupid energy policies. Tice argued that Reform UK is also the only party in Britain willing to cut taxes, saying that Chancellor Rishi Sunak appears to be punch drunk on spraying your cash around rather than trusting the British public to spend their own money. Reform UK has pledged to raise the threshold for paying income tax from the current £12,500 to £20,000. Tice, a former businessman himself, has called for many small businesses to be exempt from paying corporation tax, as well. The party has also introduced a plan to end the long waiting lists often seen in Britain's socialised healthcare system, in which those on waiting lists could be offered government vouchers to attend private healthcare facilities. Earlier this month, the party said that they are planning on fielding around 600 candidates for the next general election, 300 of whom have already been drafted. Reform UK's deputy leader, Dr. David Bull, told Breitbart London that although the decision of the Brexit Party to stand down in the 2019 election pact with Boris Johnson had delivered Brexit, the party will never stand down again to help the Tories or any other party. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.